Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
I'm Vara Sahaya. I always forget to say that. So, from this morning when we've got one of the younger order members. This afternoon we have one of the older order members, Ratnashuri, who was 90 on the 1st of April. Yay! To celebrate her 90th birthday, this book has been produced by several people. It's called Shoes Full of Butterflies, and she's got them on. And it contains Ratnashuri's poetry, photography, woodcuts and etchings. And so Dianandi should be sitting here with us, because Dianandi and I got together on the order weekend last August and had the idea that we produce this book. Because Ratnashuri's had this sort of leather-bound, sort of soft, suedey, pseudo-suede-covered book that she's pasted her poems in over the years. And I think it's familiar to some of us who know her, but we thought it might be a lovely thing to have that and some of her artwork in a book to celebrate her birthday. So lots of people have been involved in the book, and I'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. So I thought I'd start by talking a bit about Ratnashuri's life, because I think a lot of you know her, but some of you won't. So you must have been born in 1923? Yeah. in Norwich. And Ratnashuri was a triplet. And two of the triplets survived after being fed with a fountain pen dropper by their parents because they were so small. So she's very precious. And she also has a sister and an older brother. So the family were four children. And her father was a tailor, but I don't think the House of the Rising Sun came into it. So I thought we'd have a reading of a poem that Ratnashuri wrote about her big brother just after he died recently. He was in his 90s. And Darsan is going to read My Big Brother.
My big brother, what was he like? Right to the end, at almost 96, he was upright. Still handsome. Idealistic with a quiet wit. A keen photographer. He stood in all weathers in the middle of Bristol holding a placard. Peace, it said.
So Ratnashuri went to junior art school when she was a teenager. She passed the 11 plus, but no one told her that until how old were you?
Probably in my late 50s.
She found out that she'd passed the 11 plus. Her sister didn't take it or didn't pass it. And
no, just supper.
Yes. And so, because they were twins, they had to go to the same school. So she went to junior art school, and I'll talk a bit more about her interest in art later. I'm not going to talk about all of Ratnashuri's life because actually Kamala Geeta has written a really lovely short biography of Ratnashuri, which you can read if you buy the book. So Ratnashuri went through the war. You were in the ATS?
Yes,
in the war. So she was guiding the guns to protect London.
Anti-aircraft battery.
Yeah, the anti-aircraft battery. Then she ended up as a telephonist.
Hmm?
You ended up as a telephonist?
Yes, when the war finished, I had to change, obviously, my job.
Yeah. But she was determined to defeat Hitler, that was it. Yeah. And then she got married and had her two boys, Peter and Kevin. Kevin's the oldest. And in her 50s, she discovered the Dharma through going to yoga at the Norwich Buddhist Centre. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll have to correct me if anything
else. That's right.
Yeah. And I remember Ratnashuri saying to me that they had the Survey of Buddhism and the Three Jewels and Bhante's Talks.
And Khonsa.
And Khonsa. So three books. And the tapes of Bantu's talks, which, when you think about it, the access we've got to sort of Dharma from all over the place now. But they seem to have stood you in good stead around the showroom. But quite an introduction, those. And Kamala Gita said she was soon just going to every class there was at the centre. In 1985, she moved to Taraloka as one of the founder members of the community here. There were four of them. And if you've seen the picture in the hall, you can see what Ratnasuri, age 62,
yes.
moved to. I'm not 62 yet, and I can't quite imagine doing that. And she followed her interest in art. In Croydon, she moved from Norwich when she was in her early 60s to experience living in a women's community. And she did a lot of etching and artwork while she was there. And then she carried on doing etchings and doing woodcuts when she moved to Taraloka. As she got older and her hand wasn't steady enough, she took up photography. So in the book, there are some woodcuts of Vajrayogini Milarepa and one of the Dharkanis. And on the cover, there's an etching. Which Dharkani is it? Vajrayogini.
Yes.
Of Vajrayogini. So in the book, there's some of Ratnasuri's etchings and some of her photographs. And there's also a rather nice... There's some photographs of you as well, Ratnasuri. One of her ordaining Dharma Gita.
Yes.
And one of you on your sun lounger.
Ratnagita.
Sorry, Ratnagita. So I thought I'd be able to find it. But yes, so... And then in 1987, age 66, Ratnasuri went to India to ordain some women with Shimala as a public preceptor. Bantu was ill, and she got a phone call saying, will you go to India and ordain some women there? Which was quite a brave thing to do. There's a very nice photograph of you in your robes with trainers on. And I think you said something like, I was very nervous because there would be hundreds of people, and I thought, what's the difference between five people and 500?
10 people and 500.
Okay, 10 people. Maybe that's what's happening to me then. I think it was the fact that Bantu asked Ratnasuri, I think there's something about Ratnasuri being herself and being very committed to her practice that I think Bantu saw in her in terms of ordaining people. And the next poem is Subhadramati is going to read, and it was written at Il Convento when you were doing a six element practice, so a sort of flavour of poetry coming from Ratnasuri's practice.
Ear element. Reflecting on the air element, open the windows wide, let in the fresh air. Close them now, there's a cold draught coming in here. The wind is shrieking down the corridors, rustling through our clothes and hair. The air makes its presence felt in all sorts of ways, the balmy breezes on a warm September day, bringing the scents of thyme, basil, and the ripening figs from the tree on the other side of the wall. The fresh, sweet smell of the air after rain. We breathe in, we breathe out, often barely aware that we are breathing in air, and letting it go with the rest of the world, with the plants and the trees, the grasses and the mosses. All living things need air. All share it with us, borrow it as we have done from the air around us. But when we die, we will breathe in and breathe out, no longer breathe in. So why not let go now? Let go of that attachment to how we are.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about some of Ratnashuri's qualities. I think pioneering is fairly obvious. Well, the fact that she was probably the oldest person at the Norwich Buddhist Centre
and
didn't really have any peers of her own age. And the fact that at sort of 60 she said, yes, if we're going to set up a women's retreat centre, I'll come. I might not be able to do building work, but I can cook. That she wasn't afraid to put herself in and commit herself like that. So I think that sort of pioneering is one of her qualities. And there's something about being open to change. I interviewed her for Dharma Life some years ago, and when I listened to the recording, I didn't know what I was going to write because she kept saying, I don't know, to my questions. And I just thought, what am I going to say? But I think there is something about openness to experience, openness to change, and just openness to what's happening. Even though it's difficult, and it's not that Ratnashuri doesn't find things difficult, but there is a sort of openness to not knowing and to mystery, which I think is quite an important part of her practice. I did manage to write the article in the end. So we're going to have a poem read by Kula Jalani now, which is a little bit about that quality of Ratnashuri's.
80 years old. 80 years old. Happy birthday. I hate to tell you, it's all downhill from now on, said a fellow octogenarian. But of course, impermanence hits my body and mind all the time. Just that it is more noticeable in the 80s. How much longer before I die? I don't know. Am I scared of dying? I don't know. Will I be reborn? I don't know. So many don't knows. They accumulate like impermanence over the years.
And the other thing that a lot of us have experienced is Ratnashuri is very straightforward. I think someone said about her when she doesn't do all that sort of psychological stuff. You know, she just kind of says, this is how it is, or that's what you need to do. I remember having a meditation interview with her once, and I think a lot of us will have experienced this sort of thing in meditation. I sort of went into this story about my meditation. She just said, you just need to stabilise your concentration. and she's got, it's a sort of slightly Zen quality. So, that she just kind of gets in there. And I think it comes through in the style of her poems, actually. They're quite direct. They're not sort of, they don't sort of ramble about. They're about specific things, and she just sort of says, this is that moment, you know, this is that person, this is that animal. This is this aspect of nature I've seen today. So they've got that kind of quite immediate, direct quality, which Ratnashuri herself has. Yeah, she doesn't get into sort of tangles about, you know, there are psychological difficulties. She just kind of says...
I'm the wrong generation.
You okay?
I'm the wrong generation.
She's the wrong generation, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's good for some of us, actually. The next poem is by... Maitreya is going to read two poems. In a Split Second, and a poem about just seeing.
In a split second, you could change your mind. Try something else. Look at life with new eyes. Die. Have a new vision. Wonder about life. About death. Become enlightened. A poem about just seeing... Just being, just feeling. A pleasant feeling, an unpleasant feeling. a neither one or the other feeling. Just that. No stories, no dramatics, like you did this or you did that. Full of peace, full of goodwill.
So pioneering, accepting change even though that's not easy, openness and not knowing, and straightforwardness, those are the qualities of Ratnasha as I sort of wanted to bring out, and I think her poems bring those out very well. I think all of Ratnasha's poems are reflections on her practice of the Dharma. And the themes are things like getting older, her relationship with nature, animals. There's a lovely one about a swallow, which we're not going to have. The six elements, Vajrayogini, and about how difficult it's been losing your sight. But in a sense, they're all from that basis of her practice of the Dharma. And they've all got that quality of noticing. I think her photographs and etchings and woodcuts are all like that. There's a lot of energy and there's a lot of noticing. Is that everyone? No. So I thought we'd have a couple more. Sorry, I'm getting lost here. One from Sagarashri, which is about animals. And then one from Padmasara, which is about her artwork.
There are more cats. One day we found more cats. Just over the hedge, a chocolate brown family, dark chocolate, a very young mother and three tiny kittens. Friendly, not at all feral. What should we do? Go around the village to find a home for them? The vet suggested we advertise. In a couple of days, they had gone to good homes. The kittens all went to the same family. Mother cat to another. She felt at home, settled down happily. A few tears were shed when they had gone. But we are a retreat centre, not a cattery.
This one is a gift. A gift of an etching from a friend, awakening my memories of drawing and etching. Of old age, its limitations, no longer able to do what was exciting in etching and woodcuts. My sight less sharp, my hands less steady, even shaky at times, but I take photographs.
So I thought we'd finish with shoes full of butterflies. Shoes full of butterflies. I have new shoes. They are full of butterflies. A friend said, they are over the top. Yes, I said. They are fun too, not boring. No high heels even to show off my ankles. Shoes for both comfort and fun. At 88, you can have shoes full of butterflies. So happy 90th birthday, Ratnasha.
Thank you.